Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text 53 and 54. Sri Bhagavan Vacha,
Sri Bhagavan Vacha,
Brahma Bandhu Nahantavya,
Brahma Bandhu Nahantavya,
Atatai Varahana,
Atatai Varahana,
Mayaivo Bhayam Amnatam,
Mayaivo Bhayam.
Paripayanusasanam Kuru Patishrutam Satyam Yatat Santvayata Priyam Priyam Chabhima Senasya Panchalya Mayam Evacha. Personality of Godhead. Uvacha said, Brahmandu, the relative of a Brahmana. Na, not. Hantavya, to be killed. Atatai, the aggressor. Vada Ahana, is due to be killed. Maya, by me. Eva, certainly. Ubayam, both. Amnatam, described according to rulings of the authority. Paripahi, carry out. Anusasanam, rulings. Kuru, abide. Pratishrutam, as promised by. Satyam, truth. Yatta, that which. Santvayata, while pacifying. Priyam, dear wife. Priyam, satisfaction. Cha, also. Bhimasenasya, of Sri Bhimasena. Panchalya, of Draupadi. Mayam, unto me also. Eva, certainly. Cha, and. Translation. Personality of God, Sri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures, and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife, and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimsena and me. Purport. Arjuna was perplexed because Ashvatthama was to be killed as well as spared according to different scriptures cited by different persons. As a Brahma Bandhu, or a worthless son of a Brahmana, Ashvatthama was not to be killed, but he was at the same time an aggressor also. According to the rulings of Manu, an aggressor, even though he be a Brahmana, and what to speak of an unworthy son of a Brahmana, is to be killed. Dronacharya was certainly a Brahman in the true sense of the term, but because he stood in the battlefield, he was killed. But although Ashvatthama was an aggressor, he stood without any fighting weapons. The ruling is that an aggressor, when he is without weapon or chariot, cannot be killed. All these were certainly perplexities. Besides that, Arjuna had to keep the promise he made before Draupadi just to pacify. And he also had to satisfy both Bhima and Krishna, who advised killing him. This dilemma was presented before Arjuna, and the solution was awarded by Krishna. I'm going to read through to the end of this, a few verses to the end, which is the same theme of the subject matter. Sutra Vacha Arjuna Sahasagyaya Hari Hardam Atasina Manim Jahara Murdanyam Vijasya Sahamurdajam. Translation. Just then Arjuna could understand the motive of the Lord by his equivocal orders, and thus with his sword he severed both hair and jewel from the head of Ashvatthama. Purport. Contradictory orders of different persons are impossible to carry out. Therefore, a compromise was selected by Arjuna by his sharp intelligence, and he separated the jewel from the head of Ashvatthama. This was as good as cutting off his head, and yet his life was saved for all practical purposes. Here, Ashvatthama is indicated as twice born. Certainly he was twice born, but he fell down from his position, therefore he was properly punished. Vimucha rasana baram balahacha hata prabham te jasa maninahinam sibiram nireya payat. He, Ashvatthama, had already lost his bodily luster due to infanticide, and now, moreover, having lost the jewel from his head, he lost even more strength. Thus he was unbound and driven out of the camp. Purport. Thus being insulted, the humiliated Ashvatthama was simultaneously killed and not killed by the intelligence of Lord Krishna and Arjuna. Vapanam dravinaranam stanam niryapanam tata esha hi brahma bandunam varo nanyo sti dahika. Translation. Cutting the hair from his head, depriving him of his wealth, and driving him from his residence are the prescribed punishments for the relative of Brahmana. There is no injunction for killing the body. Putra sukatura sarve pandava saha krishnaya svanam mritam mritanam yatkritam chakru niharanadikam. Translation. Thereafter, the sons of Pandu and Draupadi, overwhelmed with their grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives. That's in the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the first canto, seventh chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Son of Drona Punished. Now we go to the next chapter. But we see here the final solution to this predicament. And Prabhupada says, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave the indication. He didn't say directly what should be done, but he clarified the position very nicely. This is interesting because Krishna in Bhagavad Gita instructs Arjuna in many ways, and in the end he says, now I've spoken to you of many subjects, you have to deliberate on all these things and you decide what you want to do. So Krishna doesn't force, and he leaves it to his devotee to make a good decision. Arjuna was very intelligent, and the Prabhupada mentions this here. He made the right decision by sharp intelligence. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, going back to Bhagavad Gita again. Now Arjuna, after hearing all that Krishna said, and Krishna was advocating very strongly, it wasn't that Krishna was in with the attitude that, well, whatever you like. No, he said like that, whatever you want, but all along he was giving the direction over and over again what Arjuna should do. But in the end, he didn't say do whatever you want without giving a direction. He gave the direction, and then he said, now you do. Now Arjuna could have said, thank you very much, Krishna, I've heard all you've said, but now, no, I don't want to follow, I'm going to do something else. He could have said like that, but he didn't, because he was very intelligent. He was very intelligent. Nastamo Shmiti Labda Tatpasaramasa Sitasi Katsane Krishna Vachanamdava. There's one that verse. I am firm and free from doubt. I'm prepared to act according to your instructions. Prepared to act according to your instructions. So this is intelligence. But Krishna was clarifying, explaining everything. And Prabhupada says that because Krishna took the position of Guru, he asked Arjuna, did you understand all the points? And as the Guru, he was ready to re-explain all the points again. Or the whole Bhagavad Gita. This is Guru, has to be very patient, tolerant. Of course, one cannot be a so foolish disciple that even after repeated instruction, still he doesn't. But still, the Guru has to be patient and just... So, Krishna explained very clearly. Because for Krishna, everything is very clear. I mean, everything comes from him. But who can understand better than Krishna? So here the situation is very clearly understood by Krishna. He is in no doubt about Krishna. Doubts only come from ignorance. Krishna sometimes in Leela may appear that he is doubting, he is thinking about something, but he knows. He knows very well this is Krishna. So now there was a predicament, he clarified, and he says here, a friend of a brahmana is not to be killed. Now, Ashvatthama, very interestingly, is Brahma Bandhu. You know, everyone is addressing him as Brahma Bandhu, although actually he is a brahmana by the birth and by previously acting as brahmana as the son of Dronacharya. Prabhupada points out here that certainly Dronacharya was a brahmana. And a brahmana can teach. He can teach the military arts. He can teach all lessons. If he's a teacher, he can teach Vaishya activities, he can teach the Sudra activities, he can teach Kshatriya activities. But if he actually engages in those things and permanently, then he is, right, he's not Brahmana anymore. Then he becomes. If Brahmana starts to act like the Sudra throughout the life, then actually he must be known as Sudra. Or if he acts just like Vaishya, or just making money, 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 then even his brahmana, he must be known as Vaishya by his actions. Because Chattu Vayam Mayashram Guna Kama, because Krishna says, I am the originator of the Varnashram, and is by Guna and Kama, not by Janma. Krishna never says Janma, by the birth, only by the birth. You are by birth brahmana, so your whole life you are brahmana. There's one story of the sons of the Brihaspati, who he's a big brahmana, priest of the Devas, Brihaspati. And he had some son, and he was teaching them and the different lessons, everything. But they would go off and with some other asuras and learn wrestling. And they actually liked wrestling more and more. They neglected their education. And so Brihaspati would, no, come back, don't do so much this wrestling, you have to study your brahmins. But they kept going back. And then Brihaspati became a little bit angry. You like wrestling so much, so therefore become. And actually those sons became, in the Krishna Leela, they became Mushtika, Chanura, that fought with Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna. Those sons became, due to the curse of their father. You like so much? You like so much? Then do it. Then do it. Because he was impelled by the soul, the super soul within, to curse in this way. And of course they were liberated, the Chanura and Mushti. They were very fortunate. Imagine having to wrestle with Krishna and Balaram and be defeated by Krishna and Balaram. Oh. So one is known by their actions, gunaka, the qualities and their actions. Now Dronacharya taught. That's another thing. You can teach. It's like he came and he taught Arjuna, all the military arts, all these things. He taught so many different things. When you're teaching is another thing. If you teach, then you're a brahmana still. If you do it for your life, livelihood, then you're that thing. So Dronacharya was a true brahmana. But he became an aggressor because he was on the opposing side with the weapons. So he was to be killed. And the Prabhupada makes his point here. He was to be killed because he's an aggressor. Now, what is an aggressor? Now, and in Bhagavad Gita we read in one purport, Prabhupada described the six types of aggressors. Anyone remember from Bhagavad Gita? What are the six? What are the six types of aggressors? What is one? What is the one type of aggressor? Anyone? Sets fire to the house. Yes. Someone comes and sets fire to your house. He's an aggressor. Definitely an aggressor. Sets fire to your house. What's another type? Plunders the riches. He's a thief. Thief. Plunders your riches. Comes. He is aggressor. What is another one? Someone tries to poison you. He's definitely an aggressor. And?
Attacks with weapons.
Someone comes to your house, he's got a gun, he's got knife, he's aggressor. What is another type of aggressor? Kidnap your wife. Definitely aggressor. I think there's six types. We've got five. There's one more. Occupy the land. Yeah. Comes and steals your land. Occupy your land. Your land, he just goes there. He takes it. He is aggressor. So these are categories of aggressor. It's very serious if someone does like that. And then Dharma Shastras, if someone comes and attacks you, and then if that person is killed, then one is not held liable, according to the ancient Vedic Shastras, the Dharma Shastras. If he is killed, ordinarily is like that. So all these things happened to the Pandavas, and they were quite within their, Bhimsen, right? Bhimsen, what he was fed the poison cake and thrown in the Ganga, wasn't it? And then also poisoned, and what else? Set your house on fire. What happened? The Duryodhana had arranged, they go for a nice holiday, but the house was made of the flammable lac. It was made of the flammable, and the plan was to set it on fire and kill all the whole family. Wasn't it? And you take the kingdom away, so the property was taken away. Thief, plunder the riches, that's like Shakuni, the uncle. He, in the gambling match, won all the riches from them in a crooked way. Kidnap the wife. They tried to, Draupadi tried to kidnap the wife in that way, and also Jayadratha later on tried to kidnap Draupadi. Huh? What is another one? Poison. Weapons, of course, they came and attacked so many times. So all these things. Now the Pandavas were quite within their right, but they were great devotees, and. They didn't. There's one thing, Dharma Shastras, but one is a devotee, he tolerates so many things. But in the end, of course, out of a sense of duty. So anyway, all these aggressors. So Dronacharya, Ashwatthama was very upset, but he was an aggressor, and he fought on the other side. He was wiping out so many soldiers. When after Bhishma fell, then Dronacharya came, and there was a commander in chief, and he was because he's so powerful, he couldn't be killed by anyone. He couldn't be killed, and he was wiping out the force of the armies of Yudhisthira. Krishna told Arjuna that if it goes another few days, everyone will be killed by Dronacharya. So he was meant to be killed, but Ashwatthama, now he is a Brahmana, but he fell from his position because he came and he wasn't acting like Brahmana comes and kills. If you read in Mahabharata, that whole episode of Ashwatthama coming to the camp, looking, he wanted to kill the Pandavas asleep. Who was it with the Kripacharya and the Kritavarma? There was two or three of them came. They massacred. They came in the camp while everyone was, and massacred everyone. And then he killed who he thought were the Pandavas, or was the sons. While I was sleeping. So therefore, he's not even referred to as Brahma. He is referred to as Brahma Bandhu. This is Krishna speaking. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Brahma Bandhu. So Krishna. Actually, I remember the story of Krishna now. We read that his Ashwatthama is driven out. And I think that Krishna pronounced a curse on him. I remember reading that you will wander the earth for thousands of years without friends. Not only was he driven out, and it is mentioned that Ashwatthama was wandering in the Himalaya for so long. 2,000 years, I think, something like that. Anyway, so here, Now, Arjuna, everything was very clarified by Krishna. You have to, aggressor must be killed, but he is a brahmana. So brahmanas, generally, you don't kill brahmanas, no matter what they've done. Generally, this is, you never touch the brahmana is like the head of the society. And if you chop the head off, then what will happen? the body will can't function without the head. You can even chop an arm or even a leg. But if you chop the head, then the body can't. So if you kill brahmanas, it's not, there's no injunction. But then again, if the brahmana is not acting like brahmana and acting something else, then, if he's aggressor, just like Ashwatthama, then generally brahmanas, women, in the ancient Vedic times, the brahmanas, women, and old people like that, the sick people, these days they talk about the old people, or the sick people, and they've got some, they kill them. Let's give them some injection and kill them, euthanasia or something like that. We don't do like that. We don't. But so they're not to be killed. And brahmanas especially not. They are respected. And maybe they did something wrong, but to kill them, no, you cannot do it. Maybe some punishment has to be there. So Arjuna deduced, okay, Krishna has clarified the whole situation. Therefore I have to punish him, but not kill him. Kill him, but not kill him. You have to satisfy Bhimsena and me, Krishna said. You have to satisfy Yudhisthira and Draupadi and on the other side. So what are you going to do? This? Some Shastras say yes, kill. Some say, other Shastras, no, it can never be killed. And so Prabhupada says, see, contradictory orders of different persons are impossible to carry out. Impossible. One side is saying do it like this, the other side do it like that. And both have got valid arguments. Both have got valid arguments. What to do? So Arjuna, with sharp intelligence, in these situations, I was saying yesterday that someone who has to take a decision on hearing all different arguments and valid arguments, they have to be very trained. They have to have a sharp intelligence. I was giving the example yesterday of the High Court judge, Supreme Court. Someone may think, "Oh, I can do," but no, you have to have the training and so many years and then practicing and. And then you have to, not only that, but you have to have sharp intelligence. Sharp intelligence. To understand. To see the different issues. To hear the arguments. And then come to some sort of... So Arjuna, of course, he was a very advanced devotee. Sharp intelligence. And here it is said, Krishna seemingly gave equivocal orders of what to do. So he's alright, he must be punished. He must be punished. So what did he do? He severed both hair and jewel from the head of Ashwatthama. It appears that Ashwatthama, in the top knot, he had a jewel in there. And it is said by that when some mystics and brahmanas within the jewel they keep power. There's power in that jewel, because it is said that when the jewel was cut from his head and the hair was cut, then he lost them. He lost even more strength. He'd already lost bodily luster due to infanticide. There's one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that's Yusriyam Yaso Dharmam Lokana Sisya Eva Chahanti Sriyam Sisavani Pumsamahana Tikrama. That if one mistreats great persons, if one mistreats others, then his longevity of life, all his pious credits, all his wealth, all his possessions, they are either slowly taken away or all of a sudden taken away. So someone does something bad to someone else, he will get reaction, but even in the meantime, whatever credits he has, whatever kriti he has, kriti means merits, that due to pious activity in the former life, now he's got money, he's got nice home, he's got so many things, long life, healthy life. This is all from the karma. Why someone has got healthy life, other one is very sick. The karma. So someone may be very healthy, someone may have, but these things will go now. Because you committed some heinous act to someone or other persons. Are you a Sriyam Yasuru? Hanti Sriyam Yasuru. So this is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here it is mentioned here also. Ashvatthama had already lost his bodily lustre because someone who is very spiritually advanced or brahminical Brahman, they have the bodily lustre, they have a presence to them. The body is has a power just in the presence of such a person. Then that starts to go. The lustre goes, the strength goes, and then there must be some jewel and something. The jewel was cut. So even in proper, actually, the translation is that he lost even more strength because there must have been some power kept in the hair, kept in the jewel. So then the jewel was severed. This is some mystic thing that we don't know so much about in this age, but in the former ages, the jewels. The jewels attract power also, you know. When you wear rings with jewels, you know, in the calculation, you can wear the pearl or the diamond or the ruby or the emerald, and it has certain effect. Certain powers are in the jewel. So the Brahmanas and mystics know how to keep, also, besides attracting power,